My dear parents, sisters and brothers, my dear children, when I have a homily to deliver, I undergo some sort of stress and frustration. So I take a moment for silence to ease my stress and frustration. Is that okay? Yes. So how are you doing today? Good? Yes, great. So I have a lot of things to say to you. From the first reading, it was a good reading. Second reading, from the Gospel. So you want me only to focus on the first reading, or to focus on the Gospel, or to focus on both first reading and from the Gospel? Both, my God, you are really Catholic Christians. I love it. So I have a lot of questions to you. I ask questions because I know that you may understand me well. Today is the which Sunday? 17th Sunday, you are right. You are right. You are not far from the kingdom of heaven. You are very close to the kingdom of heaven. So today is the 17th Sunday in ordinary time. And the first reading is from which book? First book of Kings. And we heard the story of which king? Solomon, a favorite king. In my childhood, I have a lot heard about him in the homilies, in the church plays, dramas. I have heard of him, the King Solomon. So God comes in a dream to Solomon. He asks, the name Solomon means the friend of God. So he's a friend of God. So God asks, my dear friend Solomon, what do you want? God asks an undeserved, generous offer. So I was thinking, suppose the God you love, the God we love, he comes in a dream and he asks you, hey, my dear Peter, my dear Mark, my dear Mary, what do you want? You ask. So what will you ask? What? Serve the Lord. Yes, once you are in church, you will say to serve the Lord. Suppose the question is asked in your house, in your home, in your room, God comes to you. What will you ask? No answers. God never will come to you if you have no answer. So if God comes to me in a dream, to Father Suthish, I will ask God, give me little more height. Maybe specifically the height of Deacon Vern. You also have some desires, but now we are not, yes, of course, to serve the Lord, but you may have a lot of dreams and desires. Think of that. When God comes to you, what will you ask? God, change my wife, give me a new wife, you may ask. God, change my husband, give me a new husband, you may ask. I don't know. But here, when God came to Solomon, the king of king, he's the last king of the United Kingdom of Israel, he's the last king. And he says, there's a good reading, I again say, he says, I'm very young, I don't know how to rule the world. I am the son of David. But only one thing I have Give me a heart of understanding. He has already a heart. But he says, give me a heart of understanding. Again, he asks for a new heart of understanding so that he may discern, distinguish what is right from wrong. He may distinguish what is good from evil. And God says, my dear friend, you didn't ask for a long life. You didn't ask for power, wealth. You didn't ask to defeat your enemies. But you asked for something which God has. And in the gospel, the last parable was, at the end, God will judge the right from the wrong. God will judge the good from the evil. And Solomon, the King Solomon, asked the will of God. Solomon wants to see the world from the perspective of God. Solomon's heart, mind, attuned to God's word. He asked for an understanding heart so that he might be able to deal well with the people. A heart with skill to listen to people. A heart which has a skillful decision making. When God comes to you in a dream today or tomorrow, any of the days, you ask for a heart to understand your wife. You ask for a heart to understand your husband. You ask for a heart to understand your children. You ask for a heart to listen to your parents, to listen to your fellow human beings, to listen to your neighborhood, to listen to the persons sitting near to you. You should ask for a new heart of understanding. The world needs persons who listen. The other day I met a person. She says, I listen to people, those who undergo frustration, those who are in the state of suicide, those who have problems, difficulties. I don't give solutions, but I only listen to them. The King Solomon inspires the whole world to have a new heart of understanding, a new heart of listening. Now we come back to the gospel. The gospel is from the Gospel of Matthew. So here we have three parables. Here ask the parable tell about the treasure, the fine treasure. So I have again a question to you. What is your treasure? Or who is your treasure? Or which is your treasure? Fine treasure. When you are in church, you will say, Jesus, the kingdom of heaven. No, I am asking the true fine treasure in you. What is that? You should answer me. Which is your treasure? Your children? Your parents? If you answer me, I can go forward. If you don't answer me, I will go sit with the deacon. Do you have any answer to me? Oh, this father always asks questions, which is very difficult. Very easy question this is. So do you have an answer? Which is a treasure, a best treasure for you, fine treasure for you? Mary. Yes, Mary. Then? Family, yes. Here? No treasure, Father. We don't have treasures. Give something to us. Yes, of course, the treasure here in the gospel we find the kingdom of God. It's, of course, the gospel. See here, a man went for a job to another one's field. He is working there, and he finds a treasure buried in the field. He opens it. He sees gold, silver, fine pearls. So he looks around and he saw nobody is watching him. He closed the treasure and he reburied the treasure in the field. And with joy, he goes back. He has a fine house. He has a property field. He sells everything, comes back, and he buys this field because he finds it that this is the best treasure he ever found in his lifetime. Apparently, there was a law existing. If you own a land, a plot of land, and if you find a treasure there, it is for you. The people on those days, they bury their treasure to protect their treasure. Sometimes they run away or flee out of war. For those, whoever owns that land, if he or she finds a treasure, it is for him. Now, he found the true treasure and he is happy, overjoyed. But here lies an inner, deeper meaning. You have to see these parables, where we have three parables, the inner, deeper meaning. So I go on with an example. Have you heard of the person called Jonathan Rumi? Jonathan Rumi? Yes. Have you seen his movies? Just that movie, Chosen? Yes. I have seen, yeah. It is a series of movies, 3 or 4 seasons. Couple of weeks ago, one of the members of the Knights of Columbus gave me a magazine, Columbia. Is it Columbia? Knights of Magazine, yeah, Columbus, yeah. And there I found the interview with the actor Jonathan Rumi. I read the interview. After that I watched his movie, The Chosen. Most of the series I watched, I shed tears. It's a very good movie. If you haven't watched, you should watch that. So Jonathan Rumi, you know, his parents are from Egypt. They came to New York. They belong to the Greek Orthodox Church. And this person, when he was living in New York, and they moved to a suburban area where there were no Greek Orthodox churches. But his father was, he grew up in a Catholic school. So his father took him near to a Catholic church. So this Jonathan Rumi, though he was baptized in Greek Orthodox Church, he received his first communion, confirmation in the Catholic Church. And in the interview he says, I completely surrendered every aspect of my life, especially my career. I could marry my faith, the faith is Catholic faith, I could marry my faith with my career, with my occupation. I let God take the wheel and take control of my life. And he says, God wants our hearts, our minds, our souls, our bodies. He wants us to love him with everything we have. And I would say, this actor, he found himself a true treasure to God. His career, his acting became an instrument in the hands of God. He says, after the movie, so many people knew about Jesus. So many came closer to Jesus. That means he became a true treasure, a true value in the hand of God, an instrument in the hand of God. That means the true treasure is you. The true value is you. You know, a God who created the world, the entire cosmic world, he comes to you and he asks that he wants to be friend of you. A God is not confined in this church building. You will find the God, you will access the God in your bedroom. You will access God in your school. You will access God in your home. You will access God in your soccer field. You will access God wherever you meet your friends. God is everywhere. What you have to do? You let yourself to be found by God. Because you are the true treasure. You are valuable to God. But you never let yourself to be found by God. You always hide yourself in the material world. Though you say you are a Catholic, though you say you follow everything, you read scriptures, you attend mass, but mostly you hide yourself from the world of Christ to the world of material world, material things. What if you are the treasure in the field and God came along to dig you up out of the dirt, buy that field, bring you back home, polish you up, and use for the purpose for which you were designed? God always is behind you. Pope Francis, one of his speeches to the married couples, he said, in a family, there are always difficulties. Difficult with the children, with the job, the work, the money. There are always arguments between husband and wife. He says, when the husband and wife argues, the plates fly, the spoons fly, he says. So of course, it is natural for the husband and wife to argue, to fight. But he says, love is stronger than any arguments, any fight. Love is stronger than any arguments, any fight. And he says, when you have love, you will, before sunsets, you will have peace between the husband and wife. When you have love, you say, good night, darling, see you tomorrow. When you have love, this love is Jesus. This love is God. You let yourself to be found by that love of Jesus. You let yourself to be found by that God who loves. And I conclude. The question is not, how am I to find God? But how am I to let myself to be found by God? The question is not, how am I to know God? But how am I to let myself be known by God? The question is not, how am I to love God? But how am I to let myself be loved by God? You are the true treasure. You are valuable. Don't go far away from God. Don't be yourself astray from God. God wants to be friend of you. So let yourself to be found by God. May God bless you. Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven.
By the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary,
and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory, to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. I confess and baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and look forward to the resurrection of the dead. God our Father calls us to the knowledge of truth and wills all people to be saved. Let us pray to him with all our hearts.
That the Pope, bishops, and clergy will be enriched by the gifts of the Spirit and act courageously to proclaim the gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord Jesus may be with his church and guide it always towards truth and away from error, we pray to the Lord. That world leaders will have the wisdom to see that the greatest treasure is human life itself and may work to protect and enhance that gift, we pray to the Lord. That we may recognize the gift of salvation and be willing to give up everything to obtain the treasure of life in Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord. That the sick may be healed through the power of Christ, for Tim Hetrick, Tom Hetrick, Dick Hogan, Kathy Amodio, Tony Almeida, Richard McCune, Ron Castiglione, and Linda Breed, we pray to the Lord. That those who have died may live forever in the presence of the Lord, for Francis Cretella, Gerson Serna, Mark Lutenegger, and Alice Pereira, we pray to the Lord. We pray for all members of this parish in whose intentions this Mass is celebrated. We pray to the Lord.
Father, hear the prayers of your church and grant us gifts and graces which we ask for with faith. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We are here for you.
Pray, my dear sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty, rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Christ Jesus. At the time he was betrayed, he entered willingly into his passion. He took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you."
In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial's death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Samuel, the Archbishop, and his assistant bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also, sisters and brothers, who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may merit to be coherent to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and found by his divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that with the help of your mercy, may we always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours
now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Oh,
Let us pray. We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits, prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
I couldn't repeat it. It was just
it's awesome.
Awesome.
It's so different.
So what's the difference?
I know you'll do great.